Essential guidelines. To achieve long-term success in sales, it's crucial to establish a strong foundation of trust with your customers. Lasting success hinges on being a dependable salesperson, running an honest sales operation. Whether you're selling mortgages, copiers, vacuum cleaners, or automobiles, following these fundamental laws of selling will propel you to new heights of achievement. The law of the iceberg. Real success isn't about what you see on the surface. It's like an iceberg. What's visible is just a small part. The important stuff, the 90% beneath the surface, that's what truly matters. It's about who you are, what you stand for, and what you leave behind. Your inner worth defines your lasting success. The biggest roadblock to this kind of success is lack of purpose. Understanding your deeper purpose is crucial. It's what truly drives you, guiding your choices and actions. Ask yourself, what's important to me about being successful? Look beyond just money and possessions to find your true calling. Aligning your purpose with your goals keeps you focused and accountable. The law of the summit. Once you understand your main purpose, base your success on this strong foundation. This requires more than just sticking with it and being determined. You must have the right attitude toward failure, which is inevitable in sales. Realize the importance of making mistakes and learn to use failure as a guide. When things don't go as planned, it's essential to remember three things about failure. First, failure is okay. Everyone fails sometimes, even successful folks. But they don't let it stop them from reaching their goals. Second, failure is an advocate. It's like a teacher showing you what not to do next time. Lastly, failure is a strong force that can compel you to climb higher. Instead of letting it crush you, let it push you to try harder. The law of the shareholder. To reach great heights, think like a CEO. Treat your sales practice as your own business. When you're the biggest shareholder, you're in charge of your growth, managing your products, and using your time wisely. You're responsible and answerable for it all. Investing in your business means putting your money where it matters most, the people who help you achieve fulfillment. Prioritize training, mentoring, and sales motivation materials to continuously develop yourself. Hire a sales coach to guide your journey to the top and delegate non-essential tasks to an assistant, freeing up time for sales-generating relationships. Enhance your personal and business image for credibility. Partner with a reliable financial advisor to craft a long-term financial plan. Prioritize your health through regular exercise. Implement a client retention program to foster loyalty. Cultivate a personal library for ongoing learning and growth. Finally, invest in technology to stay efficient and competitive. The law of the ladder. Establishing trust with customers is crucial in sales. By following a structured selling process, you can build strong relationships. Focus on specific steps to gain trust, addressing key aspects: your life plan, business plan, time plan, and client plan. Your life plan is a written guide detailing your purpose, values, vision, goals, and activities. It helps you align your actions with your aspirations. For your business, set both long-term and short-term goals to steer your growth. Effective time management is vital to accomplish these goals efficiently. Your time plan should outline strategies to make the most of your work hours. Lastly, your client plan outlines the types of clients you aim to attract, ensuring you focus your efforts on those most aligned with your business objectives. The law of leverage. Share your dreams and goals with the right people, and they will inspire you and hold you accountable. Personal leverage is the process of recording your goals and reviewing them regularly. Use it to create a dream with a deadline. Associate leverage involves recruiting partners, such as coworkers or a mentor, to help you achieve your dreams. These people will push you to leave your comfort zone and reach higher than you thought possible. Hire a sales coach to achieve professional leverage. Polish your sales skills, business plan, and goals. The law of the hourglass. Efficient time management is crucial, especially in sales where every moment counts. To understand the worth of your time, divide your yearly income into months, weeks, days, and hours. This calculation provides a clear guide for investing each hour wisely. Following Pareto's principle, focus on the top 20% of activities that yield 80% of your sales. By directing your efforts where they matter most, you optimize productivity. Delegate tasks that fall outside this vital 20% to ensure you're using your time effectively. The Law of Broom. Get rid of things that waste your time and energy, and focus more on activities that move your career forward. Split your tasks into green light, red light, and yellow light categories. Assign a red stoplight to activities like paperwork, faxing, filing, copying, long lunches, or gossiping at the coffee machine that eats up your time. Delegate the annoying tasks, reduce socializing, or group distractions into time blocks. Give a green light to activities like managing relationships, planning partnerships, contacting referrals, selling, and adding value to existing relationships that help grow your business. Yellow light activities are about learning and growing. The Law of the Dress Rehearsal. To excel in sales, spend time practicing. Every salesperson needs to learn how to sell and what to say in a selling situation so that these tasks seem effortless. The High Trust Selling System. Imagine a pyramid with four steps. The first step, known as the approach, is like the base. It involves finding potential customers, figuring out if they're a good fit, and setting up meetings. Step two is called the High Trust Client Interview. Here, you ask questions to understand what your client needs. In the third step, called the solution, you offer your product or service as the solution to their needs if it fits. The last step, at the top of the pyramid, is action. This is when you ask for their business. The Law of the Bull's Eye. In the world of prospecting, quality reigns supreme over quantity. Instead of randomly reaching out to anyone and everyone, focus on finding high-quality prospects who can become loyal customers. Here's a 6-step plan to help you do just that. 1. Secure your business plan. Base your prospecting goals on your sales figures. 2. Secure your prospecting sources. Build relationships with key individuals who can provide referrals and repeat business. For example, a medical equipment supplier might partner with a physician. 3. Check them out. Create a profile of your ideal customer and compare potential clients against this model. 4. Design and send your approach letter. Write a brief, straightforward, one-page introductory letter. 5. Follow up. Reach out to every referral or potential client within 48 hours. 6. Set the appointment with a powerful value-added script. Prepare a concise and compelling phone script to arrange a meeting. The Law of the Scale. If you want more time for yourself, less stress, and more money, focus on top-notch clients. Instead of trying to please everyone, stick to those who bring in the most sales. Build strong relationships with them for repeat business and referrals. Take stock of your client list and figure out how many you can handle well. Then, spend most of your time on those who bring in the most business. The Law of Courtship. Selling is a lot like dating. Before you commit to a sales marriage, you need to go through a sales courtship. The best way to do this is through a high-trust interview. Ask thoughtful questions to the people you plan to do business with for a long time. Start strong with a high-impact opening. Thank them for their time, explain what sets you apart from your competitors, and then dive into the questioning process. To sell effectively, it's crucial to grasp what truly matters to the client. Ask questions like, "Why is productivity important to you?" or "What do you value about profitability?" This helps uncover their priorities and needs. Understand how they expect these needs to be fulfilled and discover the benefits they're seeking. The Law of the Hook. To win over potential customers, focus on captivating them with your offer. Once you've figured out their needs, Turn your sales pitch into a thoughtful gift. Remember, preparation is key. After presenting your solution, don't forget to ask for their business. Good salespeople know when and how to ask for the order. They remind customers of their unique value proposition. When closing the deal and understand what to do next once they've secured the order. The law of incubation. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. Long-term connections built on trust lead to more business and referrals. Your goal? Turn your most trusted clients into partners. This means you're not just selling, you're adding value, and they're giving back. A strategic partnership benefits both sides. Here's how to do it. 1. Rank your clients. Sort your clients into three groups: VIP, Premier, and Standard. 2. Invest wisely. Plan out how you'll nurture each relationship. 3. Stay in touch. Decide how often you'll check in with each tier, whether it's weekly, monthly, or quarterly. 4. Work together. Regularly assess your clients' needs and brainstorm ways to make your partnership even more productive. The law of the encore. Delivering exceptional service is crucial for building lasting connections with clients. It's essential to commit to providing top-notch service and establish your standards up front. Make sure you're not overloading yourself with too much work and regularly check in with clients to gauge their satisfaction. Always strive to under-promise and over-deliver. And if you mess up, work hard to regain your client's trust. Key points. 1. Establish trust, focus on purpose, and learn from failures for long-term sales success. 2. Treat sales like your own business, invest in growth, and prioritize health and client relationships. 3. Structured selling, time management, and prioritizing high-quality prospects optimize productivity. 4. Leverage goals with supportive people, manage time efficiently, and prioritize impactful tasks. 5. Practice sales techniques, follow the high-trust selling system, and focus on quality over quantity. 6. Court clients like dating, understand their needs, and present solutions effectively to secure business. 7. Nurture relationships, provide exceptional service, and aim to exceed client expectations for long-term success.